Always good to be back at Pinehurst, and we are chatting with Executive Vice President Matt Massey. And Matt, welcome back to Golfers on Golf. It's good to see you again and know that you're right in the middle of the golf operation here at Pinehurst.
It's great to see you, Roy. It's always good to have you back in Pinehurst. You've been coming here for many, many years. It's good to see a nice familiar face.
You know, as I've discussed with Tom Pashley, the resort president, over the last few years, there's been so many different changes going on here. And some of the big announcements of late have been on the tournament side. You know, for a while it's been out that you're going to host the 2024 U.S. Open. Right. But since then, there's been an announcement the USGA is going to have a bigger presence here in Pinehurst. And then obviously, both the USGA and the Pinehurst Resort got it right in 2014 because they've announced you're going to go back-to-back with a men's and women's U.S. Open again. I'm sure everybody's very excited about the opportunity to do that. And knowing what you know from 2014, make it an even better experience for the fans and the players.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one, the announcement of the USGA coming and bringing Golf House Pinehurst here, you know, having their second corporate office here in Pinehurst is going to be exciting. They break ground on their new buildings here June of this year. And so we're going to have their R&D department here. The green section is going to be here. There's going to be a museum here. So we're thrilled about their permanent presence here in Pinehurst. But then the announcement about the back-to-back in 2024, 2029 is huge. And it's just I think it's a testament to the success that we had in 2014 to have the best women and the best men playing week after, you know, two back-to-back weeks is going to be a thrill. But that's 2029. We're 2 years from 2024. So the next men's U.S. Open coming is going to be on us right away. So we're getting prepared and getting geared up for 2024 and the men's U.S. Open coming back.
What did it mean to the resort to be named one of these so-called anchor locations for USGA championships going forward?
Well, it's just huge. You know, what a testament to the partnership that we have. It just kind of solidifies the partnership that the USGA and Pinehurst has had for many, many years. And so, you know, for them to have the faith and the trust in us as an organization to partner with them and to really to build on the future. I mean, we've got U.S. Open scheduled till 2047. And so, you know, it's just going to be something that Pinehurst and the USGA can just continue to get stronger, make the game of golf even better, and we'll work together to do that.
Tell us a little bit about where all of this fits in on your property. For people who have been here before and they're thinking, okay, where are they going to put it? Where do these new buildings go up for the USGA and will be situated here around the Pinehurst Resort?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with where the country club is, where courses 1 through 5 are, and then across the street, in essence, on the other side of the small traffic circle is the Carolina Hotel. But as you come into the main entrance of the country club, just to the right is a large area where the two USGA buildings will be just to the right as you come in. So when you first turn in to go to the country club, you will see the USGA buildings right there. The first thing you see as you come in. So,
Matt, there was also a press release that came out that there'll be some overnight housing built that I guess would potentially look out on the cradle. Tom Pashley explained, he goes, we realized that, you know, our hotels really weren't looking out on any of our golf courses, and we wanted a place where people could get up, look out the window in the morning, and see some golf holes. Is that project still moving along?
It is. We are diligently working through the due diligence, if you will, to get that lodge, the Cradle Lodge, as it's currently named. We don't know if that'll be the permanent name, but you're right. It's positioned just overlooking the Cradle. It'll be 34 guest rooms. We're hoping to break ground on that later this summer and hopefully have it completed prior to the 24 Open sometime early spring of 2024. So we are thrilled. And like Tom said to you, you know, of three hotels and the condos and the villas, we have nothing that really overlooks any golf. And here we are at Pinehurst with 9 golf courses and the Cradle that we felt it would be great to have a beautiful lodging component that overlooks a sea of golf that we have.
Mm-hmm. Tom had mentioned that there was a plan to do some work on course number 8. Has that happened? Is it still coming forward? But it just said it, the course had been open about 20 some years, and it was time to upgrade various parts of the golf course.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's number 8 is 26 years old this year, and so we are scheduled to close number 8 second week in May, and we'll be closed through Labor Day. So we got 90 to 100 days that we're going to be doing a lot of work, and most of it's it's infrastructure work and a lot of agronomy stuff that we'll be doing. There's not going to be any dramatic changes to any design or routing of the golf course, but we're going to go in and repair some bunkers. We're going to put all new drainage in. We're going to resurface the greens. We're going to do a process called phrase mowing, where we're going to take the turf down about 3 inches and get it all the way down to the soil level, just to firm it up. And ultimately, we want to make the golf course a little bit firmer, a little bit faster, as it was when it was built in 1995.
Well, a couple of years ago, the resort was able to work out an agreement with Pinehurst National, which is now Pinehurst number 9, and you're sending some of your resort guests over there. The chatter seems not to want to go away, that the resort might be trying to explore that with another property in the area, Pine Wild. Is that something that's on the table? Is there discussions about that, or are you looking forward to adding another golf course through a potential management agreement with another local facility?
Well, I think anytime golf courses or facilities, you know, come open or up for sale in this immediate area, we have of keen interest in it. We just recently, which you may or may not know, we just recently purchased the Magnolia Inn, the old classic Magnolia Inn right in the village. So we acquired that a couple months ago from a husband and wife that were out of Florida that have done remarkable things over the last 2 years. So we acquired the Magnolia Inn, which we think is a great asset for us to have, you know, for us to have the Carolina Hotel, the Holly Inn, the Manor Inn, and now the Magnolia Inn right there in the core of Pinehurst is important. It was important to us, and we feel like it's a great addition. We'll be able to do some renovations to the rooms. There's 10 guest rooms in the room in the Magnolia now. We're gonna do some room renovations. We're starting that process now. We're probably just gonna have 8 rooms. We're gonna enlarge a couple smaller rooms, and they have a really well established Italian restaurant called Villaggio. So we're gonna reopen that this Thursday. So we're excited about that. As regards to golf, you know, Pine Wild is for sale now, and we certainly are interested in exploring that. You know, what opportunity might there be for us to look into that, whether it's a partnership, whether it's a management agreement, or actually an acquisition. You know, to think that we have 9 golf courses in the cradle, as I said, that we might need more golf. The golf is booming, as you know, Rory. I mean, golf is booming right now, and certainly here in Pinehurst, it's been fantastic. So there might be an opportunity for us to look to get those 2 golf courses. It would be a great enhancement to our membership, give our membership, you know, 2 more golf courses to play, but also another opportunity for the resort to have more golf to be played. So we're exploring that. Nothing definitive right now, but we're exploring that opportunity.
For years, one of the golf courses here in town that captured people's heart was the Pit. And I know that there's been some discussions. I believe that you've also received a potential routing from Ben Crenshaw and Bill Kaur. And, you know, every time I see them, they say, if you're going to Pinehurst, remind the folks there that we're not getting any younger. And I know Ben and Bill would love to come out here and look at some of the land from the original Pit, and also look at some of the adjoining land that Pinehurst now owns, and put together a routing. Tom seemed to be excited about the potential a few years ago, and where does that stand right now? Because, as you said, golf is booming, and another golf course here close to the resort probably couldn't hurt about now.
Well, I would tell you, Rory, that the Pit Golf Course, back in its heyday, like I was saying earlier, back in the early 90s, it was a must play. I mean, it was a great golf course. I mean, so many people love to go play it. It's beautiful property, and it's beautiful land that we now own, as you said. And so there's about almost 900 acres of land down there that, you know, that are adjoined, that we have an opportunity to do some development and grow in that area. To be honest with you, don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. We're talking about a lot of different things. We do know that golf will be a big part of that property down there, whether it's a 10th golf course or an 11th golf course, or just a big golf playground. You know, is there an opportunity to put some golf cottages down there where it'd be just really a great place to go and hang out for 2 or 3 days and play golf and still be able to play at the core up here at number 2 and number 4 and the other golf courses? But we're bouncing a lot of ideas around. We've had so much great success over the last 6, 7, 8 years with building the cradle and then renovating Gilhan's doing number 4. We built the Pinehurst Brewing Company. You know, we've done a lot of great additions to this property. And so, you know, the pressure's on. Whatever we do, we got to meet our own expectations. So we're going to be very strategic and thoughtful with what we plan to do down at the Pit.
Tell us a little bit more about course number six. Obviously, one of my favorites. Yeah. I'm partial. I made my only hole in one there. But you've partnered with the USGA on a special championship. And before he left office, Mike Davis had told me that they were really excited about bringing a national championship to people who have some sort of disability. He said maybe even veterans who have lost a limb in combat and things like that. And you're going to be hosting that on course number six. Tell us a little bit about that and what the plans are from the resort in the USGA and putting that inaugural championship together.
Yeah, I mean, we were thrilled. They came to us probably almost a year ago, or not if not longer, about their plans to have the first inaugural adaptive open, U.S. Open adaptive championship for folks with, like you said, with this whatever types of disabilities, whether it's missing an arm, missing a leg, blind, there's nine different categories. And so we'll be hosting that, the very first one this year, this summer at number six. So planning is well on its way. We've had this USGA here last week with meeting some of our core team, getting ready for the planning for that and what's going to take to host that championship. So we couldn't be more happy. It's going to be a really, really great event to go watch, and some great players. I mean, the USGA had told us that, we thought maybe course one, because it's one of our shorter golf courses, great golf course, might be the best course for it. But they said it wasn't long enough. Some of these players, can still get it out there. And so number six was a perfect setup for it. And so that'll be another great championship that we'll be able to celebrate for years to come.
Tell us a little bit more about the renovation project called the Carolina Hotel. After staying there for a couple days and hearing the pounding and the sawing and all the other things, and the main entrance is closed, and there's a lot of other things going on, but it looks very exciting from the pictures. What's going to happen there? But take us through that project works. It's not an all at once. It sounds like it's happening in phases, but it'll be done before the 2024 U.S. Open.
That's right. Yeah, 232 guest rooms in the Carolina Hotel. We currently have 42 out for renovation. So over the next three winters, we'll renovate all the guest rooms. But currently, you hear some of the banging and the hammering. We're renovating the entire lobby. The lobby's being redone as we speak, and also the coffee shop, which is just off the lobby. So in addition to the 42 guest rooms, we're redoing the entire lobby and the coffee shop right now. Looking at a mid-May to June 1 completion of all that this year. And then next October, November, we'll shut down another 60 rooms, do the same process for those 60 rooms, and the following winter we'll do the final 62 or however that adds up, and we'll get them all done by April 23, 24. So big project, and it's much needed. I mean, it's the queen of the South. The Carolina Hotel is just it's a beautiful, beautiful facility, and so we're really looking forward to getting this project done and opening a whole new look and feel to our guest rooms and our lobby for our guests that will be coming for years to come.
Well, your little guy, Putter Boy, has found a nice little sea to take a nap on. It's called the Cradle. And I'll tell you, everybody talks about it. You go to other properties, and anybody else thinking of a short course or is building one, and somehow the name the Cradle comes up in comparison or as a driving force for what they're doing. Tell us about the impact that that's had on the resort. Also, it looks like there was a brand new building out there yesterday that I didn't see a year ago, and a lot of people were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, the Cradle is, I don't think anybody would have anticipated what it's done and what it's meant, not just to the resort, but just to the community and to golf. It's 789 yards of just pure fun. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, it's just so much fun when you go out there. And I think what we see is that it's brought people back to golf, people that had left golf because they took too long or was too expensive or whatever. It negates all those negatives about golf, and it's been an incredible addition, and it's been so well received by the membership, the community, and our resort guests. It's like a must play. People that come to Pinehurst now, you got to get on the Cradle. I mean, so they're figuring out, I'm going to play the Cradle in the morning before I go play number four. I'm going to play it in the afternoon after I get off of number two. It's been great. And the building you're speaking of, we had the pine cone, the beautiful little beverage trailer out there. We figured we need to do a little bit more, so we've got the Cradle Crossing now. So we've got a beautiful little bar area with two fire pits. It's got restrooms up there, and so it's the place where people want to hang out, And I'm really looking forward to seeing really it come to life even more this spring and summer when we get out of the winter.
Has it kept people out there more? That, and if there was one minor slight when it opened, is people having to go all the way back to the clubhouse to use the men's or the women's room, or wanting to grab a cocktail if the pine cone was closed for the day. Does that sort of keep people out there to say, well, the bathroom's here, the drinks are here, I can get munchies, I can do whatever I want to do? So instead of playing one loop, maybe they're playing two, or instead of two, it's three or four. Have you found that more people are staying out there a little longer since you built the crossings?
Well, it's not even that the golfers will, they hang more. They're not in a hurry to get to the ninth tee or the fourth tee because it's right up there. It's right there, on the top of the hill, So they may let a few groups go through if they just want to sit down and hang out and have a drink and just wave a couple groups through, and then they'll fall in behind someone else. The other thing is that non-golfers, people that are here or finished playing and they're not even playing the cradle, are going up there. They're seeing the fire pits, they're seeing the Adirondack chairs, and they know they can get a drink up there. So people that aren't even golfing are just going to go up there and they hang out like it's a park, which is awesome. And so it's really fun to watch. My offices we're sitting in overlooks it, and it's just any given day there's hundreds of people out there on the Thistledew putting green, on the cradle, just hanging around, and it just this place just is a buzz all the time.
Hoping to see a hole in one, maybe even.
I think we see holes in one just about every day, if not, every week. There's, it's funny. I'll be sitting in my desk, and all of a sudden you hear a big roar, and somebody's made a hole in one on one of the holes, and it's a group of six or eight guys, and they're just going crazy, having a blast,
and they're all pointing their friend towards the crossings because they owe drinks at that point.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Number two and number four, obviously they're the mainstays here, and it seems like, with more U.S. Opens coming, the demand for more golfers to play a U.S. Open course. I believe there's only six of them in the country that have hosted a U.S. Open that John Q. Public golfer can actually go play, and four, of course, was just redone a couple years ago, and I'm sure now, with having had a couple more years to come back from the renovation, that whole course is probably really starting to pop. And might anything else even happen to number two? Could there be any changes before 24 or 29?
I don't anticipate anything changing on number two. I mean, it's stood the test of time. Major championships, as you're aware, 99, 05, 14, the Women's Open, they had the U.S. Amateur, here in number four, just after Gil Hance renovated. We hosted the U.S. Am on number four. So I don't think there'll be any major changes. The USGA, it's their call come championship week. And so setups, they may change the setups a little bit, but as far as building a new tee or do anything like that, we don't anticipate any requests for that at this point.
Do Ben and Bill come back on occasion just to take a look at things and maybe study the patterns on how it's playing, and just to make sure that the golf course is still standing up to what the resort expectations were and what Ben and Bill were hoping to create when they did the renovation, now that's almost 10 years old?
Well, to be candid with you, Mr. Core was just here last week, and primarily, he came to the USGA is exploring some other opportunities for some more corporate venues and some more hospitality and different things to maybe change it up a little bit. They're thinking about some things, and they floated some ideas of what they have, and we felt it was important for Mr. Core to come, and if Bill could come up and just kind of take a look at some of those potential sites just to kind of get his take on it. But also, he came up also to walk the golf course with Bob Farron and John Jeffries, our superintendent, and Kevin Robinson, just to kind of get us, hey, how's number two doing? And in talking to Bob Farron, I said, what was his feedback? He said he's thrilled with everything he's seeing, And so that's great. Makes us feel good. Makes our agronomy team and our superintendents feel good that Mr. Core's loving what he's seeing. And so we'll keep plugging along day to day.
Well, you've done so many different things here, and there's more things happening. Just take us through Pinehurst. Let's just say, since COVID started, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary from the major shutdown of the country, and then shortly thereafterwards was the golf explosion boom. How has it changed the resort? What's it been like to be here in crazy golf boom times, and a lot of people have said, let's go to Pinehurst. And whether the style of business has changed from corporate meetings to just golfers, but you've been very busy, I'm sure, for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, and it's not an anniversary that I want to celebrate, but you're right, it was 2 years, coming up here in March when it really started to get crazy in the U.S. with COVID. We didn't know. You go back 2 years, 18 months to 2 years, no one knew what to anticipate. We didn't know what to anticipate. I don't think anyone thought that the golf boom would happen the way it did, the shot in the arm that golf got, you know, post COVID. But for us, it changed our mix of business. You know, as you know, we do a lot of meetings business, a lot of corporate group business and stuff like that. And that kind of, that went away, you know, and it's slowly coming back. It's coming back much stronger now. But for those first 18 months, there was no group business. So that that's a big part of what we do. And so we were kind of like, okay, what does this mean? Well, what it meant was all those hotel rooms that were not being occupied by corporations or groups or meetings gave us that much more availability for the foursomes, the guys, the eightsomes, the twelvesomes to come here. And so our transient social golfer, as we call it, blew up. I mean, we did that. People wanted to come, you know, for the first several months. You know, our drive-in market's typically 4 or 5 hours. People will get in a car and they'll drive here. People were driving here from 8 to 10 hours away just because they wanted to get out and be outside and get away from being cooped up and not being able to work and do the things they normally wanted to do. And here we were. Thankfully, our governor, Governor Cooper of North Carolina, never shut down golf, never made it, you know, there was never any delays in golf during that time. So people wanted to come to Pinehurst, and here we were. And, you know, people weren't flying to Ireland or going to Scotland. Maybe they were going to delay their trip from the East Coast to the West Coast to play other resorts. So we were getting a lot of that, and so it was great, but it also put some pressures on us. You know, when you don't have, you know, 150 attendees of a group going to a ballroom for a dinner or going on the West Lawn for a big banquet event, and your hotel's full with foursomes and eightsomes, put a lot of pressure on our a la carte restaurants. And, you know, kudos to our entire team. We were nimble that whole time, and we were able to adapt and adjust and be strategic in how we were going to make sure that our guests had a great time. And we've, you know, knock on wood, things have gone really well. And our bookings for 2022 and beyond are continue to be very strong.
And golf supplies, you know, every once in a while you talk to people in the golf industry and they wonder about golf ball shortages or different, you know, this shaft or, you know, maybe when your pros are working with people and ordering clubs or fitting people or just changing out your members into the latest and greatest stuff. Are you able to kind of stay ahead of that or is there anything that's come across your desk that make you wonder, you know, how many of those Pinehurst logo golf balls are we going to have to sell if some of these shortages actually mature?
No, we, you know, like everybody, and not just in hospitality or in golf, you know, I think we've all had to deal with shortages and deal with supply chain issues, if you will. You know, our retail team had many really stressful weeks where we couldn't get product, you know, to keep the racks and the shelves full in the golf shops. But they did an amazing job to work with all of our partners, all of our retail partners, to make sure that we had product. You know, on the golf ball and the club side, Titleist and all those great manufacturers, they've done everything they can, you know, not just for us, but for everybody, just to do what they could to make sure we had the supplies we needed. You know, and if there were 2 week, 3 week, 4 week delays, you know, our clientele and our membership, they understood. They see the news every day. So, you know, it was somewhat problematic, but nothing that was, you know, nothing that was terrible. You know, we were able to manage our way through it. Mm-hmm. And continue to this day to continue to do it. So,
mm-hmm. Well, Matt, finally, is there anything else you'd like people to know about Pinehurst? Something that's going on, something that will be going on, anything we haven't covered, anything you'd like to get out to the masses of golfers that are still trying to come here for a first time or trying to plan their next trip back?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I said earlier, you know, we've had such a great run over the last several years with some of the great additions that we've made, the enhancements that we've made, and they're going to continue. You know, it's our goal is to always stay relevant, to always be the cradle of American golf, you know, to be the home of American golf. And to do that, you got to continue to reinvest and be strategic and be thoughtful in how you grow and how you expand. And so, like, it was a lot of the projects we talked about, you know, that we're doing right now, renovating, you know, doing the renovation work to number 8, doing all the work to the Carolina guest room and the lobby, you know, the future sites for, you know, the pit property and things that we're going to do. We're going to continue to look at ways to be the very best. And so what's been great over the last couple of years is we're seeing people that were here 6, 8, 10 years ago. They're like, I got to go see Gil Hanse's number 4. I keep hearing about it. I got to go play the cradle on the par 3 golf course. So we want to continue to give people reasons to come back year after year.